الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره نستعين به جل وعلا ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ به سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا عباد الله انصحكم ونفسي الآثمة بتقوى الله أحثكم وإياها على طاعته أحذركم وإياها وبال مخالفته ومعصيته أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا شيء مثله ولا شيء قبله قديم بلا ابتداء دائم بلا انتهاء لا يفنى ولا يبيد ولا يكون إلا ما يريد لا تبلغه الأوهام ولا تدركه الأفهام ولا يشبه الأنام حي لا يموت قيوم لا ينام سبحانه لا مثل له ولا مثال له ولا مثيل له ولا مماثل له ذلك بأن ربنا جل وعلا موصوف بصفات الوحدانية منعوت بنعوت الفردانية ليس في معناه أحد من البرية وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم عبده المصطفى ونبيه المجتبى ورسوله المرتضى وأنه خاتم الأنبياء وإمام الأتقياء وسيد المرسلين وحبيب رب العالمين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وارض اللهم عن صحابته الغر الميامين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أما بعد يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في المحكم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. The ayah is known, and the ayah comes to talk about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the meaning, general meaning of the ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliged the people with hajj for those who have istita'ah or capacity. But in Islam, or Islam in general, as a faith system, is an educational system to start with. Madrasa tarbawiyya, yani Islam educating people. And Islam wants to perfect the humanity of the human being. Rise that human being to the levels that entails mastering of the human nobility and perfection in their spiritual growth. This is what Islam leads to. Therefore, among the practices that you see many of the ulama did, and almost all the prophets alayhim wassalam, was at tajreed. Ulama al-suluk, they call at tajreed or al-khalwa, isolation, or tajreed means detachment. Yani in order for someone to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani basically reaching Allah means reaching the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being enlightened with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there has to be a path. That path constitutes of two things. Tajreed, takhalli wa tahalli they call it. Means detachment and attachment. What does that mean, detachment and attachment? You detach yourself from the things that want to hold you down, and you attach yourself to reasons that will take you up. Yani you detach yourself from the dunya and from the shaitan and from the lying and deceiving and cheating and all these things that people, some people have, all these things that bring people down. And furthermore, you detach yourself from anything other than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and then you attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that you are sincere to Him. Tajreed. Detachment. So first there has to be detachment. Why there has to be detachment? It seems like human beings, just like anything else, before you can beautify it, you have to clean it. Huh? Therefore, before you do your salah, what do? Wudu. Subhanallah. La, al-wudu, we're not talking simply, al-Muslim is always clean. Al-Muslim is always pure. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is a spiritual washing as well. Huh? Is there a dalil? Absolutely. Huh? Between the wudu and wudu, maghfira. Spiritual washing or not? Between one wudu to another wudu of the salah, Allah forgives your sins because of these wudu's. Huh? Spiritual washing. Spirituality increasing here. The perfection here in spirituality, notice, there has to be tajreed, there has to be washing first, then you stand for the salah to beautify yourself and your heart. So you can be ready. Before you can listen and use the radio, you have to turn it on. That turning on and connecting it is by washing it, taking care of it. This is the qalb. Tajreed, therefore detachment, is the first of the signs of the suluk or walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore you see the Prophet alayhi salam, and you see the ulama, and you see many of the salikin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went to the mountains. Isolations. And Nabi al-A'zam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ghar Hira, and that cave, used to spend days and days and days, nights and weeks at a time. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, or Musa, Moses, many of the ulama, they say the reason for these things is, we're not talking about the Anbiya now, the Anbiya have a special status, but they're talking about the ulama and the other and the general people. The reason for the tajreed or for the detachment is because it's a necessity to have, to reach the status of uns with Allah. Uns with Allah means when you are comfortable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have uns. The example of that, I don't know the exact English word for uns. But the example of that is, of course, not on a human level, now on a creation level, is when you love someone so much, when people love each other so much, they sit with each other even if they don't talk about anything, they're simply together. As long as they're together, they feel that peace. They're comfortable. But the awliya, of course the anbiya are the best of awliya, the anbiya and the awliya, they have, especially the awliya, they have done these things, tajreed or detachment, so they can reach the maqam of uns with Allah. So when they are with Allah, they are alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel very safe and very peaceful. Therefore, the ulama say, the salik, the one who is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is no uns yet, if there is no that feeling of peace when you are with Allah, what does that mean? You're totally for Him. Totally there. Your mind is has nothing on it but seeking the pleasure of your Creator. So that's why you see many of the awliya and the ulama and even the people of other faith systems, when they went to the mountains of Ruhban, they went to the mountains. They went to the mountains for months and months and months. And many even live in mountains, those religious people and all these people that do meditation. Where do they go? They want to do detachment, is what it is. But that detachment in Islam leads them to uns with Allah, where you are comfortable. And that's why Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu wa rahimahu says, He who found you has found everything, and he who lost you has lost everything. Yani, if you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that uns, if you find that, then you have found everything you need. And if you don't have that, then you don't have anything you need. Notice, you have lost everything then. So therefore there is a tajreed, there has to be detachment. And that detachment takes you to the uns. As if it's impossible almost for people to detach themselves from the dunya while being with people. Fil khulta. Why there are a lot of people, a lot of things going on. So that's why the ulama and the awliya, etc., they went out of, away from the people, away from the creation, so they don't get distracted by them and they can devote themselves entirely to the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, that's not applicable to the anbiya, that's simply to the layman or to the general population. Khair. Well, Islam wants us to have a balanced life. A life of detachment and a life of attachment. يعني الإسلام does not want people to abandon their jobs and abandon their families and abandon their obligations to do something. No, Islam wants you to have a balance in which you fulfill the obligations that you have to your Creator, and also you fulfill the obligations to your family, you fulfill your obligations to your friend, you fulfill the obligations to your society, you fulfill the obligations to your community. You become a vibrant element that is positively contributing to your society, and of course, first of all, to yourself. Therefore, Al-Islam gave us many schools to elevate us to this maqam of tajreed, detachment, and attachment, and to make us close to the uns, the peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among these schools, the school of Siyam, As-Siyam Madrasa, school by itself, it's meant to get you to detach, attach, and reach the maqam of uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you see many of the awliya and the big ulama used to fast continuously, not continuously every single day, for example, but they used to fast a lot. Huh? Al-Hajj now, and we are close to the time of Hajj, is also a madrasa. Madrasa tarbawiyya, it's an educational school that also encompasses many aspects to make people reach detachment, attachment, and then make them eligible for that maqam of uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that maqam of peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is so? Look at the Hajj. Many things it does. Among the madrasa and the school of Hajj, number one, you abandon your family for that short period of time. People you attach to, the job you attach to, the home that you're used to, the bed that you sleep in, the car that you drive. Abandon all that. Go to a totally new environment. Is that it? La. Teaches you how to be generous. In fact, you have to give money to go. You have to pay for your travel. You have to pay for your food there. You have to pay for accommodation. It teaches generosity. Notice, among the aspects of the school of Hajj, it also teaches husnul khuluq. Huh? Some people are upset, some people get snapped. Huh? But Allah Jalla Jalla has told us, لا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. That when you go to Hajj, no arguments. No bad words. Only good. حسن الخلق comes. Notice? Among the things. Among the things also, yes, you're saying, well, where is the detachment from people? I'm going with 3 million people there. There is detachment and attachment for Hajj. That's the beauty of Hajj. You are in the middle of reasons, but you can get out of the reasons. Why? Because many people go to Hajj as religious tourists. You know what does that mean? He's doing tawaf. And he's looking at the arrows and the arches of the building. MashaAllah. These arrows were not there a long time ago. They were just newly built, by the way. They take mental pictures. Versus, and then and that's why they complain, oh, it was this guy pushed me, this guy, how can I do tawaf with all these people like this? Huh? You are still in the dunya. The point was in that tawaf that you detach yourself and you are going now. That labbaik that you're saying, that it's taking you out of this world to the new world, to a spiritual atmosphere where you are doing tawaf with the malaika and the ibad of Allah salihin. You are out. These things don't matter much anymore. There's detachment and attachment. Notice. Anyway, also in the Hajj, there is a human touch that we all lack and need to be, in a sense, that we need to improve ourselves and better ourselves all the time. That insaniya, the humanity. Because in the Hajj, you put your gowns on, you put these towels on, everybody has the same thing, except those who seek to be distinguished. But other than that, you know, everyone is the same. And the rich is standing next to the poor, the powerful next to the weak, the governor next to the governed, and everyone, the honorable next to the one who is not, etc., whatever it is. Everybody from all their societies and backgrounds and colors and races and ethnicities and education and background, everyone is standing together next to each other with no differences among them. It shows you, as if the Hajj wants to tell you, we may be different colors
and different ethnicities and different backgrounds and different heights and different faces and different education, but at the end of the day we are one people. At the end of the day we're all one people. This is what humanity is. كلكم لآدم. Everyone is from Adam. وآدم من تراب. Huh? Subhanallah. As if this wants to put you again in that picture. A reminder. Therefore, among the Salaf, one person was doing Hajj. The name escapes me at this point. He was asked to do Hajj. When he started going to the Hajj, to the Manasik, he starts crying. Big alim. They said, why are you crying? He said, this trip of Hajj reminded me with the trip to the Akhirah. And I don't know how much I prepared for the Akhirah. You're going to the Akhirah. But how much zad, how much food do you have? How much saving do you have for the Akhirah now? Al-Hajj shows you. This takes you through all these symptoms and all these ways and all these, shows you all these scenes so we can better ourselves. So you can reach that maqam of uns. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who reach it. Among the most important things, al-ikhlas. You see, we talk about ikhlas again and again. And Nabi al-A'lam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith is authentic, where he said, Allahumma, O Allah, I seek a hajj from you, la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. No riya, no ostentation, and no showing off. Of course this is a sunnah for us so we can follow. So we, when we go to the hajj, we realize that there's no riya' in this, there is no sum'a in this. Why is that? And Nabi al-A'lam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to hajj on a rahm, rath. The thing that he was riding on the mule, he has something on it that's worth about 5 dirhams. Why? Why is that? Because you see, showing off an ostentation spoils the entire deed. But not only spoils the deed, it makes the deed turn against you. What does that mean? Yeah, people go to Hajj for what? So their sins can be forgiven. So they can come back the way they were born. Sahih? Very nice. So people now go to Hajj for that reason, but then with ostentation, the Hajj becomes one of their sins. No, you went to Hajj to wash your sins. To wash the sins you've accumulated. It turns out that the Hajj itself that you spent money and effort on becomes one of your sins. La. Another one goes, طلب العلم. Example, another one. النبي الأعظم صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث الذي أخرجه الترمذي حديث حسن من طلب من سلك طريقا يلتمس به علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever seeks a pathway for knowledge, Allah facilitates a path to Jannah because of that knowledge. Someone seeks knowledge for ostentation, he will be facilitated a way, a pathway to Jahannam instead. Therefore, it's very important. And Al-Hajj focuses you on this frame. So therefore, we should be aware not to exit out of this frame of sincerity and ikhlas to Allah. Shufu hadith Jabir, wal hadith sahih, Nabi al-Azam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says hadith Abqul Qudsi, Allah Jalla Jalla tells the malaika, Allah is proud to the malaika. In that sense, in the correct sense that's attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of to the malaika, tells them, انظروا إلى عبادي. Look at my slaves. Look at my creation, my worshippers. They are coming to me shu'atan ghubra. Shu'atan ghubra, because when you are doing hajj and you're doing the manasik, your hair is not combed right and you're just wearing these things and the wind is blowing at you, all these things, you have a little bit rough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika, أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم. I witness, you are my witness, that I have forgiven their sins. They came to me like this. Look at this. What's so special about coming to Allah? You are doing tawaf and you're going, you have your gowns, you have your towels. What is so special about it? تَرْكُ الزِّينَ الظَّاهِرَةِ. Abandoning the external ornaments. Abandoning the beautification and the cosmetics. Abandoning all these things purposely. because this is who you are at the end of the day. This is who you are as a human being, equal to every single human being that's walking as well. The only thing that will distinguish you is how good of a person you are. شُعْثًا غُبْرًا. This is how Allah loves this, the people. Because al hadith that you all know is out there, it's authentic. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَىٰ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your bodies and your suits and what you have on. وَلَكِنْ Allah looks at your hearts, in your heart. What do you have in your heart? That decency that we're supposed to have in our hearts, that khair, that good that we're supposed to have in our hearts for people, for ourselves, for our communities, for the world, for the universe. That's what's going to count. And therefore, putting this ihram, putting these towels of ihram, and going should be sign of detachment. You're detaching now from all these, those who have military ranks, and those who have clothing that distinguish them, and those who have expensive stuff, and those who have expensive watches, and expensive whatever, all that stuff. You're detaching from all these things in the dunya. And you're going back the same way you're going to be going back one day. As if when you're putting these towels of ihram, it is reminding you of you are dying. And that's why many people use their ihram also eventually as coffin, as a shrouding, to shroud themselves with. Huh? Why? Remember that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu tells us about, in the Quran al-Kareem, tells us about people in the Day of Judgment. What happens to them? قَالَ رَبِّي أَرْجِعْنِي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Everyone, almost everyone that's asked, almost people that are asked, they tell Allah in the Day of Judgment, "Oh Allah, send us back so we can do good. Give me one more opportunity. One more opportunity so I can do better. I can better myself." Huh? As if this is your opportunity, you put your shrouds on, you put your towels on, you put your ihram on, as if you are now given that death, and now when you do tawaf and you say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, as if Allah has given you now that opportunity, use it and say labbaik from your heart, not from your mouth. Labbaik. Labbaik is not a song. People go and they chant labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika. They're looking at everything, taking all these mental pictures and labbaik. Labbaik is not chanting. Labbaik is not a song. Labbaik is not lip service. Now you have just died and you're coming back to life. You have an opportunity. You have just been washed and you may be washing your old sins. This is your opportunity to revive your spirit and revive your soul. So when you say labbaik, oh Allah, I am here for you. I submit. I am sinful. Remember when we put those towels of ihram on? Imagine as if you are hearing, and you should be, and some people have maybe, spiritually, the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim is the one who's calling you when you're going there or you're gone. Ibrahim, Allah orders Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran, وَأَذَّن فِي النَّاسِ فِي الْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. Ya Ibrahim, call the adhan for the Hajj. And people will come. So now when you're putting these things on yourself, remember Ibrahim is calling you alayhi salam, al-hajj, so you can go to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're following now. This is a spiritual connection with Ibrahim alayhi salam. As a Muslim, you are connected to all the prophets. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa, Isa, all of them. This is a special connection to Abraham alayhi salam. Huh? He's calling. And you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying His call. By responding to His call. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. The talbiyah is something. Some of the salaf, رضي الله عنهم, الصالحين, they asked him, why whenever you say لبيك you are crying? You're saying لبيك and you cry. He says, I fear of the answer of labbaik, that Allah will tell me, la labbaik wa la sa'daik. Labbaik is not accepted and rejected, and your efforts are not accepted and rejected. You see people sometimes when they're going, don't worry about them. You're supposed to be detached in that atmosphere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Labbaik is between you and Allah jalla jalaluhu now. This is your madrasa, this is your schooling that is trying to elevate you spiritually to the maqam of uns with Allah jalla jalaluhu. So we can shake that soul. And then going to the entering, you are entering the Kaaba. When you enter that place, that glory, the glorious place, may Allah increase its glory. If you have done it right, you will feel the safety and peace. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. We made the house, Allah Jalla Ta'ala tells us, which means we have made that house safety and peace for people. And you should have that feeling spiritually when you see the Kaaba, the glorious Kaaba in front of you. You should have that feeling that you are safe now. You feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel that peace, inner peace around you. The presence of all these people glorifying the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. The presence of the Malaika around you. The presence of all these things. And the footsteps of the Prophets alayhi salam. The footsteps of Ibrahim, Ismail, and wa Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All these things are there. You are mixing your body that's made of clay with that clay that is blessed by the maqam of Ibrahim and the touch of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Transform these things back and forth so we can get energized by these things, so we can elevate ourselves spiritually a little bit. But remember also that when you enter that place, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A maqam of thankfulness here. Why? Because how many people Allah did not give tawfiq to come to His place? I'll give you an example. Yeah, many people amongst you, and many people, they don't let anyone in their house. I don't invite him in my house. This man cannot come in my house. Why? Only honorable people come into my house. There are narrations in that, by the way. Honorable people should come to your house, not people who are not honorable. No. So you only let who? Honorable people come into your house as a human being. Allah has given you the opportunity to come into His own house. Al-Kaaba al-Musharrafa Baytullah. You have now been registered as a guest in the house of the Creator Jalla Jalaluhu. So you are then given that opportunity. And because you are giving that opportunity that Allah made you among the wafideen, give Him thanks. Shukuru, dhkurullaha ka dhikrikum rabbakum. Mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due thankfulness for making you and giving you the opportunity to come and be a guest in His house. And because you are a guest, you will be treated generously because Allah jalla jalaluhu kareem. So have hopes in Allah. It's now we move to a maqam of amal and hope in Allah. Hopefulness in Allah jalla jalaluhu. Why? Because now you are His guest. And it is the nature of the host to honor the guest. And Allah jalla jalaluhu is the most generous, and He will honor you in His home. Go with that intention and see how things then look for you. There are adab. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, رغما لمن جحد به وكفر. أشهد أن سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خاتم الأنبياء المعتبر, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي وعلى آله أهل الفقه والنظر والعلم وأثر عنه بأثار مكتفى واعتبر. أداب to the Hajj, I'll go through them real quick. The first adab for the Hajj, التوبة. You make tawbah. Before you leave, you make tawbah. Some people say, Shaykh, why are you saying you make tawbah? Why am I going to Hajj then? I'm going to Hajj so I can have all my sins removed. Why do I need to make tawbah? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he mentions this, take this. He says, الركب كثير والحاج قليل. Ya salam. Which means what? A lot of people are coming, but only few are actual hajj. A lot of people went to Mecca, but only few are true hajjis. الركب كثير, lots. والحاج قليل. Make tawbah before you leave. Make tawbah before you go. Repent to Allah. You are going now. You're abandoning everything. You're going to make your tawbah. And then, raddul mazalim. If you've done injustice to people, go ask them forgiveness. Go ask them. Return their things. If you have qabad diyun, if someone gave you money, return their money. Don't think that because you're going to Hajj, Allah will forgive your sins, which means things that you owe to people. No. Yani if you stole from someone or if you took from someone money and you didn't give it back to them, and that you're going to Hajj, it's not going to take those away from you. You have to give them back. And maybe because you didn't, that whole thing will not be accepted from you. Return the things. Those people who did gossip, backbiting, ask them forgiveness. And among the etiquette of Hajj is that you go, if you are going to perform pilgrimage, go and ask people to make dua for you. You're saying it's supposed to be the other way around? I will make dua for them. Remember, you are going now in the rahmah of Allah. And because you are going for the rahmah of Allah, in the rahmah of Allah, you need people to make dua for you, that Allah accepts your intention first. So maybe you can. Then you will make dua for them, yes. But go and tell people, I'm going to Hajj, please make dua for me, forgive me. Now, among the adab, also among the things, azad. What does that mean? Those people who have money, spend money. Spend money on your Hajj. Yani you wanna go to a 7-star hotel, please go to 7-star hotel. If that makes you happy, please do. Yani if those who have the capacity, don't. The reason for that is what? The reason for that is if someone is used to air conditioning all the time, he lives in air conditioning in his car, and air conditioning in his bedroom, 3 air conditioning units. Well, you send him to Hajj and he's sweating the whole time. He's worried about, he's spiritually, he's psychologically not prepared for the Hajj. Spend that money for the Hajj. Huh? Spend it. And Nabi Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Aisha radiallahu anha, hadith al-Mustadrak, that the ajr, not only on based on the effort, but also ala nafaqatiki, on how much you spend. Some people think the ajr, the reward, is only based on your effort. The ajr is based on your effort and the money that you spend as well for the path of Allah. Not to show up, but for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take your time. Be comfortable. If you can, do not go beyond the means, is the point. Another also point that I'd like to say, take a companion with you. Take a good one. Find someone who's good. So if you forget, he reminds you. And if you make a mistake, he corrects you. Someone says, Sheikh, I don't have any friends. I don't make any friends. Why? You should make friends. Huh? Don't you like to be forgiven? We said, no, I get burnt by all the friends. Everyone, I give him money, he doesn't give it back to me. He turns against me. Welcome to life. Welcome to life. But if you expect others to forgive you, then you have to be patient with people and forgive them as well. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah mentions. They're humble towards the believers. It's okay, people will make mistakes. We're all sinners and we'll make mistakes. You have to be patient, and that patient will make you a better person. So give and take. Huh? And also, السفر. السفر is important. الحج سفر. Hajj is safar, travel. But safar in the Arabic language means also exposition, exposes you. What does that mean? Yusfiru an akhlaq al-rijal. It exposes the akhlaq of people. Therefore, Umar ibn Khattab, someone comes to him and says, Ya Amir al-Mu'min, I know this person. He says, say, Umar, Allah says, do you really know him? He says, yeah. He says, have you dealt with him fi dirham wa dinar? In money? He says, no. He says, have you traveled with him? The man says, no. He says, Umar radiallahu anhu tells him, maybe you've seen him just praying and doing ruku' and sujood, so you thought he's a good person. He says, yes. Travel. It shows you when you travel how hard the travel is. The akhlaq of people, the true genuine core of people comes when they travel under pressure, under these circumstances. How patient are you? How good are you with people? And al-akhlaq, the good morals come out of you. The good word comes out of you. The last thing I'll mention is at'am at'am, feeding people. When you go to Hajj, feed people. What do you mean you're feeding? Well, bring some people. Look at the beauty and the barakah of the Hajj. You have little things and people come, no, please come and sit down, eat. There is barakah in that food. People eat anything and everything. SubhanAllah, no problem, you know. They eat little. So you see barakah and all these things. And these are the majalis. You're getting to know people. And you're humbling yourself to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the form and this is the way that people also will be resurrected. They don't know each other and everyone is next to each other. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim. Barak ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim fil alameen. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. A'liya maulana kalimat al-haqq wa al-deen. Man arada bil-Islam wa al-Muslimin khayran fawafiqhu ilayh. Man arada bihim ghayra dhalika faj'al da'irat al-sawi alayh. Allahumma radda al-Muslimin ila deenika raddan jameela. آتي أنفسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اشف لهم مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وفك أسرانا وارحم موتانا اغفر لهم لنا ولآبائنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن على الخير أعاننا وعن الشر أبعدنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله. أقم الصلاة.